Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Carolyn, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Dom, so much for having me. It's great to be with you.
So have you been in the trial today?
I'm not there today. There is no court today, actually. The court was not in session today. However, the president will be back in court tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday this week. I've been in there with him the last 2 weeks every day, and I'll tell you, Dom, it's despicable to see firsthand what is happening in this country, to watch the former president of the United States being politically persecuted as if he's a criminal, which he is not, when that courtroom should be used for prosecuting real violent criminals who are committing murder and rape and robbery on the streets of New York every day. It's a despicable witch hunt that's being led by Joe Biden's administration and the Democrat Party. And it's so very clear when you're sitting in the courtroom and you see the disdain that the Democrat judge has for the president, when you see Alvin Bragg, the far-left district attorney, Democrat, sitting there in the courtroom laughing and having a good old time. It's just it's a travesty of justice, and it's been very sad to witness.
Caroline, is the gag rule, are you under the impression that, what, Wednesday, this activist judge, to put it mildly, is going to come down with his decision?
Well, first, he tried to schedule the hearing for Wednesday, but that is usually the day off from court. So our campaign had two big rallies scheduled in Wisconsin and Michigan. So our legal team asked to delay the hearing, which they did. It will now be Thursday morning. And to be honest with you, no, I think he will double down on it. This judge has a conflict of interest in this case. He should have recused himself, but he didn't. He donated money to Joe Biden's campaign. He's a Democrat. He's a partisan judge. And so the fact that he even instilled this gag order on President Trump and our team in the first place just tells you everything you need to know about him. It's a violation of President Trump's First Amendment rights. It's totally unconstitutional. And the witnesses in this case are not gagged in the same way that President Trump is. They are out there on television almost every single day lying about the president, talking about the case. Yet the judge imposes this gag order, which prohibits the president from defending himself. It's atrocious. So we'll see what he decides this week. But the prosecution has tried to make the case that President Trump has violated the gag order just by simply reposting articles that talk about the case or sharing news clips from cable television with hosts talking about the case. Mm-hmm. So now I suppose when you're a presidential candidate running for president in America, you're not even allowed to share news clips on your social media accounts. It's pathetic.
Caroline, as we're talking, and you may be involved in a lot of things, deadline is passing at Columbia University to end the encampment, and the NYPD looks like they're ready to move in. Talk about how this plays out into President Trump's campaign.
Well, we have been in New York, like I said, for the past couple of weeks for trial, you know, just a few miles away from the courthouse, which is guarded and protected like Fort Knox. I mean, there are barricades for miles, like you wouldn't believe, to prevent protesters outside the courthouse, both against President Trump, but mainly for President Trump. They don't want to see supporters being able to show up and show their support during the midst of this witch hunt. But then a few miles down the road, we have these pro-jihadist, anti-Semitic activists on the campus of Columbia chanting hate speech. And but they're allowed to, like you said, put out encampments. I'm watching the television right now. They have literal tents on the campus of Columbia. We'll have to see what happens here at 2 o'clock. I wish that Columbia would get some courage themselves and do what's in the best interest for the safety of all of their students, particularly the Jewish students who have now been forced off of campus and forced to learn remotely because the college lacked the courage in the first place to tell these students chanting hate speech that they need to stop and to make them pay the consequences that they should.
Well, Caroline, you mentioned rallies, too, in Michigan, Wisconsin. A big one here locally, a shocking one when we had Jeff Andrew on with the ocean as a backdrop. President Trump coming back to New Jersey, the Wildwood Beach. I'm not sure how familiar you are, but this is an enormous space, and we think it might be almost totally filled up.
Well, we hope so. And there are still tickets available. You can go to DonaldJTrump.com to sign up to get your tickets. We are so excited about this rally. It's going to be May 11th in Wildwood, as you said, on Saturday night. It's the night before Mother's Day. What a better way to treat your mother or your wife or the mother in your life than to bring her to a Trump rally.
Yeah.
So I will be there myself, and I'm very much looking forward to joining. It's going to be a great one. I know the president is very excited to go to New Jersey. It's a state he's talked a lot about because it's a state, you know, we believe that maybe we can win in November. And we know that many great people in Pennsylvania are planning to come as well and from surrounding states too. So you can go to the website to sign up, and we look forward to seeing you guys there.
Well, out of self-interest and out of, I think it's a great issue, not just with New Jerseyans, but here in Pennsylvania, I hope you whisper in the president's ear, because hearing Trump talk about windmills is delightful. And this issue, Caroline, last year, we voted it almost the top issue of our listeners across the tri-state area, the whales, the spoiling the Jersey Shore. And I know the president loves to talk about big wind.
Yes, he does. He talks about it quite a bit. He makes his case very clear. You know, look, the president supports an all-above energy approach. That means utilizing all of the resources that we have in this country to produce energy for the American people to bring down costs. But that mainly includes drilling and using the liquid gold under our feet. The Democrats want to stop drilling entirely and then move just to wind and solar, which we don't have the infrastructure for it, can't afford it. And as the president often calls out, the windmills are bad for the environment. You guys have seen it, like you said, firsthand in New Jersey with the whales washing up on your shores. The Democrats don't like to talk about that very much, do they? You don't hear about those stories on CNN and MSDNC.
Absolutely. Anything else you can kind of give us a sense that you guys, with a Jersey setting, the ocean there, the president might be hitting?
Well, he'll certainly continue to talk about the rising cost of living in the states of New Jersey and also New York, a state, of course, he knows very well, having been raised there. He'll talk about the soft on crime policies that you've seen in your Democrat-run cities in New Jersey and in Pennsylvania and in New York as well. You'll hear him talk about his plan to just get this country back on track, to restore peace around this world, to rebuild our economy, to launch the largest mass deportation operation of Joe Biden's illegal immigrants on day one. That is a day one priority for the president. He talks about it all the time. You'll certainly hear him talk about that, too. I don't want to give away too much because I want your people to show up. It's going to be a great speech. I can assure you of that.
We will be there. Thank you, Caroline. Hopefully, we'll see you that night.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'd love to meet you. Thank you so much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.